Long-term care workers in Nova Scotia may be going on strike in the next few weeks. Information pickets by QP long-term care workers took place across the province on Monday to spread awareness about their final day of bargaining. QP workers in Cape Breton went out to share information about their bargaining priorities. Pickets took place outside care homes in Sydney, Member 2, New Waterford, Sheddy Camp, North Sydney, St. Peter's, Bedeque, Inverness, Sydney Mines, Glace Bay, and Sydney River. The picket in Sydney River was held by long-term care workers outside Harbourstone Enhanced Care. Gordy Ferguson is president of Local 1183, representing workers at Harbourstone, and explained why they came out.
Well, we're out here today because our contract was up for renewal. Actually, contract was up in 2023, and we're out here because tomorrow would be the last day for the province to step up and do the right thing for us and give us a living wage. We're well below the rest of Atlantic Canada, and it's time to do something about it.
He discussed what he'd like to see from government.
I'd like to see them at least get some negotiating going. They've been pretty steadfast to their, offer and not willing to negotiate. We'd just like to at least get the wheels moving a little bit.
Ferguson also shared a message for people about their goals.
We don't really want to do this, but it's something that has to be done. We've been underpaid for far too long now. The cost of living has soared through the roof, and unfortunately our wages have not. So we just want to get back in there and look after our residents, which is what it's all about.
On Tuesday, QP announced they had reached an impasse in their negotiations with the province. QP long-term care coordinator Tammy Martin says in a release the provincial government has presented five previous deals that were too similar to their existing contract, and the newest offer was no different. There's no word yet on if or when a strike will take place. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.